Blog Talk Radio. Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes. This is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come. Call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received. And I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help on Symptometry, and we are grateful that that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptometry and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio, where we are sharing the secrets of optimal health. We are truly honored and delighted to be the premier resource, the go-to resource for family caregivers, and we thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us for this all-important podcast. My name is Bella Marie. Our sponsor, the American School of Symptometry, is the only authorized teaching and training arm for Root Cause Therapeutics. Symptometry is the originator of Root Cause Therapeutics. This form of healthcare, of this applied therapeutic science, exists to address the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. Really exciting work to hear the testimonies of others, to experience breakthroughs for myself, and to know that there are so many things. There are so many things that we can all do to take more control and have even more influence over our health. Okay? So thank you for joining us today. The topic of tonight's broadcast is refresh and renew. You're going to want to save this information, save this podcast, and you can even access this podcast and past shows via our website, rootcauseradio.com. Again, that website is rootcauseradio.com. Let's go ahead and dive in to today's topic. At rootcauseradio.com, you can also find not just our past podcasts, but also webinars, e-courses, and whatever we do live events, they will be there as well. Tonight's topic, refresh and review, is so timely because no matter what season we're in, it is always a good time to refresh and renew, right? In the spring, well, in winter we have cabin fever anyway, right? Because it's so cold, almost too cold to go out comfortably and enjoying the weather. Because everyone has to be bundled up. It takes so many layers for it to even be safe for us to be outside, right? So people get cabin fever and they want to get out and experience new things in the springtime. We are thinking about refreshing and renewing anyway, right? In terms of spring cleaning, a lot of times we do this for our home, but it's also a good time to do it for our health as well. Get rid of expired medicines or even therapeutic products and vitamins. Go ahead and donate clothing as well as maybe even get something new, change your look, change your hair color. In the fall, with the changing of the leaves, again, that inspires us to think about letting things go, right? Just like the trees, letting things go. And then we also have in the summertime when everything is in full swing in terms of the weather being warm, in terms of activities and socialization opportunities, we definitely want to refresh and renew then because we are thinking of being our best possible self and taking advantage of everything that is now seemingly at our fingertips to inspire and take advantage of. But, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're going to dive into this topic is because too often when it comes to refreshing and renewing, we overlook the power of something as simple as sleep. As simple as sleep, okay? So just a public service announcement that going without sleep for too long does, in fact, affect the quality of our brain cells and the quality of our brain function. Now, I know every person who is back in school right now, every person who is a caregiver, either of an adult, of a special needs child, or just of a growing family,
Anyone who's working on some ambitious career goals or even your business goals, you might be thinking, sleep is the last of my priorities right now. I cannot afford to sleep, right? These are some of the things that we tell ourselves when we have, to speak colloquially, when we have a lot going on, right? So here's the thing. A few things about sleep, and then we'll move on to the solutions. This is definitely a short and power-packed episode. When we are low on sleep, right, all of our brain's functions suffer severely with the less rest that we have, okay? Hormonal disruptions also become more common. If you've ever noticed with pulling an all-nighter, either for school or for work or because you work the overnight shift, whatever, you are more likely to snack being up late at night, right? You might even eat a whole pizza by yourself. Some of you are like, Bella Marie, I do that anyway. I know. No judgment here. But just saying, you would notice that you would be eating more than you normally do. And that is because your ghrelin levels, GHRELIN, those levels, that specific hormone, that jumps sometimes as much as 15%, right? Nearly 15%. And that is according to one study from Stanford University. Now, that specific hormone is what stimulates the feelings of hunger, right? That's what causes the increased consumption, okay? So you are going to want to pay attention to that. And if you notice that, that is also a clue, a clue, that you are up way past, you're overextending your body, okay? Now, the next thing that we also have to concern ourselves with, besides the spike in the hormone levels, which increases our hunger specifically, ladies and gentlemen, is our actual brain function, okay? So, and you know what? Before we talk about brain function, I'm going to talk about one that affects people quite severely, because if you, someone has already been feeling a little under the weather, maybe a little sad, feelings of depression actually increase and multiply with the lack of sleep. Now, this is very important because there are a lot of medications that sometimes have insomnia as a side effect. There are also, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of life circumstances that will bring up insomnia as a side effect. Now, the brains of insomniacs, right, several nights without rest, going on to several weeks of poor sleep, right, that will cause your neurons to never actually get enough rest and break to recharge and renew themselves. So some of those neurons will unfortunately die off, right? And others are going to become clogged with proteins that sleep normally clears away, okay? So this damage, brain damage, literally leads to challenges with processing information and challenges with holding your attention, right, and focusing on things. This is also going to produce even more challenges with motor skills and motor functions, right? So the execution of tasks, if you will. This becomes more challenging to handle, as well as making smart decisions with the information that is available. So we have talked quite a bit about the major things that happen with no sleep, with disrupted sleep, some of the things that you'll notice right away. This is all common knowledge. What you will want to keep in mind, just a few tips to help you with this and making sleep a priority, right? Getting it back to that place as a priority in your life would be, number one, schedule, right? This seems overdone. This really seems like overdone advice. But in order to have an effective schedule, you must first be clear on your priorities, right? Things that are most important to you personally, as well as things that are most important in order for you to continue to maintain or even protect your lifestyle, the people who depend on you, those sorts of things, right? So once you establish your priorities, it's much easier to schedule things in blocks and then execute or follow up on them. And here's a winning tip. The execution does not always need to be done by us, right? It does not always need to be done by us. So that gives us the opportunity to delegate things. Delegating means that we pass it on to someone else, right? Probably someone more skilled or who specializes in that, or who just has a joy for doing the thing that we need done. And then also we can delete. And what does delete mean? Literally, it's not something that you're following up on or even concerning yourself with anymore. Whoever was counting on you for that, you say, hey, this is not something I can do, or at least not something I can do at this time. You're going to need to find someone else to do it. It is off my list. It is off my radar. Do not ask me about it again, because that is not a way that I can serve in this season, right? And then so we have prioritize, delegate, delete. And we also have, once we've done all this, prioritizing, scheduling, delegating, and deleting, we want to also include time in our schedule for self-care and to reverse some of the damage that may have been done previously. So it's really easy to think of this damage as or to think of self-care as perhaps a bubble bath or even a girl's night out or a guy's night out, a guy's trip, etc. But this is actually where symptometry can serve, or your healthcare professional can serve, is because this would also include, ladies and gentlemen, restorative packages, right, and restorative efforts. So sometimes that could be something as simple as getting a couple of houseplants in your home, you know, plants that you have to water weekly, maybe instead of daily or biweekly, instead of daily, so that the plants improve the oxygen quality of your home, especially important if you're living in a city or a more urban area, right? And then it also has the added benefit of being soothing and relaxing, something that is visually pleasing to you, visually stimulating out of your environment as well. Then besides plants, in terms of creating a restorative environment at home, running water also has wonderful restorative properties. What you'll notice about running water, if you have a weaker electromagnetic field, running water will stimulate you for a need to use the restroom, okay? And so you're going to want to talk with the symptometrist about that. But you do have the soothing effect of running water as well, should you get a mini fountain or something like that that you can have in your home to create a more restorative environment. As mentioned, the lack of sleep, chronic lack of sleep, does damage and destroy neurons. So we are going to want to be mindful of our diet, again, limiting the strong sugars, sucrose, maltose, and more, as well as, ladies and gentlemen, reducing the sources of citric acid. That could be even some of the healthy foods, right, like orange juice and grapefruit that are high in citric acid. And then you also want to have your restorative foods, not just things that you remove, but things that you add and include as well. So this would be, we know from the Downside of Nutrition book with Dr. Narte, we have, and the What to Consume book actually with Dr. Narte, is that we have some quick things that we can do. Yes, it might be a little bit more expensive to buy the lamb or the small navy beans, but those are two foods specifically that improve our body's ability to repair and replace neurons just because of the raw materials naturally contained in those foods. It is important to not eat them together. So if you are looking to restore yourself and reverse the damage caused by lack of sleep through dietary means, you're going to work with a health coach, specifically a symptometry health coach on that, or even a licensed symptometrist, then you have the added advantage of the all-natural, scientifically supported therapeutic packages that are available through symptometry as well. Okay, and that's something that you can order or take advantage of as the spirit moves you. That was the information that we had available for tonight's Refresh and Renew podcast. We will definitely be going deeper into this topic and covering it more often as there are so many aspects that we can use and leverage in our path to optimal health. It's also exciting, I didn't mention it yet, but it's also exciting the role that exercise plays, right? The role that exercise plays when refreshing and renewing. And a lot of times people think exercise, they think the gym membership, but you have the opportunity to walk. If you live in an urban environment and there's no parks nearby, you have the option to walk, if not up and down the stairs, then certainly from the front room to the back room, you can do jumping jacks. You can do burpees, right, where you jump up and then jump down, literally stretching yourself against the floor in like a, I guess it would be a push-up position, and then going back up to like a jumping jack position, right? So there are all these different things, jumping rope in the home. There are all these different things that we can do to improve improve our circulation and boost the endorphins that are naturally released as a result of exercise. And again, walking is the most low impact. Swimming is another great one, but again, walking you can do right in your home, whether your home happens to be an apartment, a condo, a ranch, a split level, a mansion, whatever it is, you can do that exercise right there in your home, and then of course venture out to the neighborhood, the safer your neighborhood is. So it has been exciting to connect with each of you for today's podcast. We are here Wednesdays each and every week. We are excited. We have so many shows. So we're excited to be bringing some of those topics and some of those podcasts out by popular demand. We're excited to offer that to you. So we will be sprinkling those in and looking to be even more interactive with this amazing community that we've built. Callback number. If you have a health concern that you would like a symptometrist to help you with personally, or even you're looking to connect with a health coach, you'd want to reach Symptometry Headquarters at 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. 708-691-4977. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a powerful week. And we look forward to having you joining us next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central on RootCauseRadio.com. Good night, everybody.